Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 47 today under partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 24 tonight, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 52 tomorrow, mainly clear. Mainly cloudy skies expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 41, 43 Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the recent executive order from the Trump administration reclassifying marijuana to a Schedule 3 narcotic in the nation compared to a Schedule 1, it has caused some different opinions within the Republican legislature and different Republican leaders around the state of Kansas. As some say, it is a good move, allowing more research into the medical benefits of cannabis, along with allowing the hemp industry to flourish in the state, while others say it could be potentially dangerous and muddy the waters on enforcement. And according to the Kansas Cannabis Coalition, they say right now the state Republican Party is at a crossroads.
We believe now that our lawmakers have somewhat of a reckoning with either the nation as well as their political party that is going this way now, or are they going to hold on to somewhat outdated views about the plant cannabis? The statistics show that this is what the public wants and needs, and so I think now is a good time. This provides an opportunity for us to move forward.
Mid-America Network News.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example, stock number K14927, 2025 NERA, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade Assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty.
A new documentary is set to be played at the upcoming Sundance Film Festival, as the documentary known as Seized is a documentary that showcases the 2023 raid on the Marion County Record in the state of Kansas. As KSN News reports, the raid led to the paper, leading to international outcry over the freedom of the press, as the police chief behind the raid has since resigned and been charged with interference of the judicial process, with the Marion County also settling some litigation for near $3 million. The documentary is making its premiere at the 2026 Sundance Film Festival as one of the 151 projects that were selected for the event.
Get back to the idea that, you know, the media is out there to be a watchdog and help things. And even if you don't want to hear what the watchdog has to say, it's important to listen to it. But if a watchdog gets attacked and simply rolls over, the watchdog isn't worth much.
The film festival will be taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session is right around the corner for 2026 in the state of Nebraska, one upcoming term-limited Nebraska state senator says he expects the upcoming 60-day session to be relatively quick. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says that the session begins on January 7th, that has multiple different items on the list right out of the gate that include the potential expulsion of a senator, the discord of a repurposing for the state prison facility into an ICE detention center in the state, along with pushing for property tax relief. At the same time, State Senator John Arch says one of the top priorities is issuing and filing the $471 million budget deficit by day 50 of the session, as lawmakers need to complete the budget adjustments and send the proposal over to the governor's desk. Some state lawmakers in Nebraska say that with the burden going from the federal level to state levels because of the One Big Beautiful Bill this past year, that the state of Nebraska state government needs to find near $406 million in additional revenue.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread. which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved a 3% raise for county employees for 2026 and will hold a review of a proposed road closure in Waterville Township at the January 5th meeting at 9 a.m. The request for closure consideration was from the Waterville Township Board. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public for year-end closeout Wednesday, December 31st. And will be closed Thursday, January 1st for New Year's. Washington County Sheriff updated commissioners on jail operations at last week's meeting. The facility houses an average of 22 inmates, with 10 beds per day contracted with Gage County. Other short-term contracts with Jewell and Marshall counties help subsidize operating expenses. Following a recent bond issue failure for a new jail facility in Republic County, they've reached out to Republic County commissioners, indicating interest in contracting for prisoners. In other business, a motion was unanimously approved for a Washington County Hospital Board recommendation to appoint Lawson Babb to Cindy Oldie's seat and continue the appointment of Stacy Cardenas. A teen with local connections was killed in a vehicle accident December 20th in the Oklahoma Panhandle. 18-year-old Trayton M. Hartsook of Olathe was traveling with family to California for Christmas and was killed while several family members, including his mother, Amber Hartsook, stepfather, Joshua Olvera, and three step-siblings, suffered serious injuries. They were transported to a hospital in Boise City, Oklahoma. Four of the five were later transferred to a hospital in Lubbock, Texas. Trayton Hartsook reportedly died at the scene and is the grandson of Keith and Lisa Hartsook of Herkimer. Funeral services will be announced at a later date. Washington County Community Foundation Match Month continues through December, with qualifying contributions eligible for a match up to $100,000 by the Patterson Family Foundation. A list of funds and additional information is available online at WashingtonCountyCF.org. Our public affairs program this past weekend was a conversation with Ellen Barber, former director of Marshall County Partnership for Growth. She was instrumental in assisting the Waterville community with improvements at Lake Idlewild, including a grant for trails, which will be completed this spring. She and Brandon Wilson were recent guests on a Kansas Trails podcast entitled Small Towns, Big Impact, which is available for replay at kstrails.org. The public affairs conversation is available for download at our website, kndyradio.com.
And then you go to the local partnerships, and every town needs a championship organizer. And for Waterville, Ann Walter is that woman. And she was going to raise $40,000 for our part of the grant. And she knew everybody who knew about that lake before when they grew up at it. And so she was able to mobilize a lot of people. She also knew the clubs in the area, and the local school was fantastic too. They gave in-kind support and funding, and the teachers were supportive. The shop class has even made grills for the park. And then our local Evergy company was a huge help, because they came and built an incredible natural bridge over the area where the water rushes down to the lake from the top of the ridge. And it substantially saved us a lot of money. I don't think we could have built that bridge on our own. And it also completed the trail around the complete area of the lake. So that was huge. And then, of course, there's the philanthropic clubs, the local businesses, the youth, everybody who will use it, the newspapers, radio, and how you portray it on social media. And all of those areas played such an important part.
Dale W. Prawley, age 70, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., from Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery, family visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Dale Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, spaghetti, French bread, green beans, and apple crisp. Tomorrow, ham salad sandwich, vegetable soup, celery with carrots, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine throughout New Year's Day Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying sunny still throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies over Saturday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and still warmer throughout next Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And temperatures still staying warmer throughout next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 39, record high on this date 66. The average low 16, the record low minus 11. Sunrise this morning 7:48, sunset this evening at 5:11. It's 18 degrees, temperatures actually up a couple degrees overnight. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of December. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift, get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia, still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Ambushed in Atlanta. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Falcons stunned the Rams in Monday Night Football action to wrap up Week 17 last night.
And here goes Bijan Robinson. 30, 35, 40, midfield. It's a foot race. Robinson 30, 15, 10, 5, house call. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. He just went 93.
Hey, L.A., that's the Matrix for you.
92-9 the game in Atlanta. Falcons scoring the first 21 points of the game. They shut out the Rams in the first half. L.A. rallies and ties the game in the fourth quarter, but Atlanta gets a 51-yard field goal with 21 seconds to go. Falcons beat the Rams 27-24 in the loss. Matthew Stafford, three interceptions. His MVP odds dropped. Drake May is now the betting favorite. With Atlanta's win, the Bucs don't control their own destiny. They now need to beat Carolina on Saturday and have the Saints beat the Falcons. Rams are locked into a wild card spot. Meanwhile, Week 18 will decide whether they're the 5 or the 6 seed. NBA, the Nuggets lose in Miami by 24, their largest loss of the season, and Nikola Jokic leaves before halftime with a left knee injury. Warriors 120-107 over the Nets. Steph Curry moves past Kevin Garnett into 21st on the all-time scoring list. Thunder getting 39 from SGA. They beat the Hawks 140-129. Cavs by a dozen in San Antonio over the Spurs. Minnesota top the Bulls by 35. Knicks get past the Pelicans 130-125. Bucks beat the Hornets by 10. Milwaukee has consecutive wins for the first time since Halloween. Wizards have their two-game win streak snapped by the Suns 115-101. Hockey, Sabres double up the Blues 4-2 for their ninth straight win. Hurricanes edge the Rangers in overtime. Flames beat the Bruins in overtime. Panthers 5-3 over Washington. Sam Reinhart with two goals and an assist. College football, Marcus Freeman will be back at Notre Dame in 2026.
can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Area high school basketball teams participate in the Winter Showcase this week with day games Tuesday and Wednesday broadcast live on KNDY. At Frankfort Tuesday, Frankfort hosting Thayer Central with girls at 11, boys to follow. Opposite that, Lynn meets Rock Hills. Then Wednesday, Washington County versus Superior. Girls tip at 11, boys to follow. And Valley Heights will host February. Girls tip at 2, boys to follow. Live coverage on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
All year long, my family is on the road, college sports to school, and good and bad weather. If your family relies on tires like mine, stop in at Hilltop Tires in Marysville and find a perfect fit for your needs. This is Layla Headkey, and with every major tire brand available, my dad, Bryce, and the crew aim to keep your family safe for any travel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Find Hilltop Tires below the old water tower in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were flat overnight after the S&P posted back-to-back daily losses on Monday. The Dow Jones gave up 249 points yesterday to close at 48,462. Stumbling tech shares weighed down the NASDAQ composite, which lost 0.5% on the day. Silver prices took a roller coaster ride Monday. Futures soared to an all-time high $80 an ounce before plunging 8.7% for their largest single-day drop. The precious metal recovered some of those losses overnight in London. Falling mortgage rates have more house hunters signing on the dotted line. The National Association of Realtors says contracts to purchase previously owned homes jumped 3.3% last month to their highest level in nearly 3 years. The bargain bite of the day might be found at Wendy's. The burger chain is celebrating National Bacon Day by offering junior bacon cheeseburgers on its app for one penny with the purchase of another item. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. As we head into 2026, the global cattle market is defined by record-tight supplies and high prices. With the U.S. herd at its smallest level in decades and production beginning to contract worldwide, market volatility remains extreme. All eyes are now on South American imports and the potential for North American herd rebuilding to finally begin this year. Tyler Cousins from the Livestock Marketing Information Center goes a little bit deeper into what the global markets are looking like.
Switching over to Brazil. Brazil is the leading beef exporter globally, and USDA is forecasting Brazil's beef exports to decline 6% to 4 million tons, which would be the second highest on record, only behind 2025. Now, USDA has Brazil's beef exports in 2025 forecast at a record 4.25 million tons. So a fair amount of exports there on the side of for Brazil. Now, looking at Australia, Australia is actually the second largest beef exporter globally. Now, USDA is actually forecasting Australia's beef exports in 2026 to decline 1% to 2.17 million tons, which would be the second highest on record for Australia. And that's only behind 2025, which is forecast at 2.19 million tons. Now, the report noted for Brazil and Australia that exports from Brazil and Australia, the world's two leading exporters, are forecast to decline following record exports in 2025. An increased focus on herd dynamics resulting in lower cow slaughter will lower production, decreasing exportable supplies. Now, switching over to India, who's the third highest global beef exporter, they are expected to see minimal change in their exports in 2026, which is forecast at 1.6 million tons. Now, the U.S. comes in fourth globally for beef exports, which are forecast at 1.1 million tons in 2026. That's actually down 4%, largely due to just lower exportable supplies.
Once again, that's the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Tyler Cousins.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Do you know that there are different categories of fire extinguishers? Kansas Forest Service District Fire Management Officer for Southeast Kansas, Aaron Williams, explains the five categories and what types of fires they should be used for. He lists the first three common categories.
Class A fire extinguisher is for what they call ordinary combustibles, your woods, paper, traditional home furnishings, cotton, wool, even some of your more modern plastics, your nylons, polyesters, things like that. Class B fire extinguishers are for flammable liquids, so gasoline, diesel fuel, kerosene, anything like that. And a Class C fire extinguisher is rated for energized electrical equipment. So if electricity is going through it, you want a Class C fire extinguisher. Now, if all you have is an A or an AB, if you turn off the electricity, a Class C electrical fire just becomes a Class A ordinary fire. So that's always an option, but it's better just to have an ABC fire extinguisher. And most of the fire extinguishers that you will see that you can buy like at your big box stores, those are going to be ABC fire extinguishers. And they're usually what's called a dry chemical fire extinguisher.
Williams discusses a less typical extinguisher and what type of fire it's intended to fight.
Your Class D is for flammable metals, and you're not going to see those very often out in the wild just because different metals require different agents to put them out. Most flammable metals, once they start burning, the chemical reaction on a lot of those actually creates its own oxygen, so it makes it really hard to put them out. So it usually takes a specific type of a product to do that.
The last category is the newest fire extinguisher category that he describes.
K is for kitchen. So it is specially designed for oils, cooking oils and cooking greases, things like that. Generally, you're not going to see those except in a commercial kitchen. Most people's homes will have an ABC extinguisher if they have one. And that's usually fine, unless you've got an industrial deep fryer in your kitchen.
That was Kansas Forest Service's Aaron Williams with the multiple categories of fire extinguishers available. He also notes it is important to not only own a fire extinguisher, but also know how to use it. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Many think it's rotten luck to have a birthday during the holidays, or is it? A look at the pros and cons today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 30th, the 364th day of the year. Basketball player LeBron James is celebrating a birthday, and color TV sets first went on sale on this day in 1953. Anyone with a birthday this time of year can tell you about the downsides, but a surprising number of people we surveyed said they enjoy having a birthday near the holidays. Some say the festive atmosphere makes their birthday feel more special. Being out of school is a bonus, of course, and there is often extra family and friends around to celebrate. And here's a touching custom we were told about. One father made it a ritual to trade birthdays with his young daughter. He bore the disadvantages of her December birthday, while she gained the benefits of a summer celebration. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 19 degrees as the temperature slowly begins to rise. Middle 40s on seasonal highs today. Try middle 50s as the warm-up trend continues Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas men's basketball assistant coach Joe Dooley went into the holiday season with a suspension for 3 weeks after police officers arrested him for allegedly driving under the influence on Saturday. KSNT News reports that according to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, that Dooley was arrested by the Lawrence Police Department for several different counts, including driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol, failure to stop at an accident, and transporting with an open container. In a statement from head coach Bill Self, he did release a statement on social media saying that, quote, "We are aware of assistant coach Joe Dooley was arrested for driving under the influence. Joe exercised poor judgment and will be suspended for 3 weeks effective immediately. Joe is remorseful, apologetic, and accepts the consequences of his action." Dooley is in the 13th season overall for the program, with the 3 week suspension meaning that he will miss the team's first Big 12 conference matchup that is set for January 3rd, where the Jayhawks take on the UCF Knights. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Harry High School basketball teams participate in the winter showcase this week with day games Tuesday and Wednesday broadcast live on KNDY. At Frankfort Tuesday, Frankfort hosting Thayer Central with girls at 11, boys to follow. Opposite that, Lynn meets Rock Hills. Then Wednesday, Washington County versus Superior, girls tip at 11, boys to follow. And Valley Heights will host Fairbury, girls tip at 2, boys to follow. Live coverage on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
KNDY.